For the first time, an Israeli kibbutz has decided to dissolve itself. It's a precedent-setting move that marks the slow decline of one of the country's social foundations. A kibbutz is a collective whose members share resources and profits equally. The motto is, give what you can, get what you need. At 1.8% of Israelis lived on kibbutzim, only 2% do now, and some worry the social movement risks dying out. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Half an hour south of Jerusalem, kibbutz Mishmar David feels lonely and depressing, even on a bright spring afternoon. Veteran resident Shalom Nakar gives a tour of the kibbutz grounds, pointing out hallmarks in the commune's decline.
This is the first dining room.
It's empty and shuttered. The dining room closed 6 years ago after members stopped coming, preferring to eat out or cook their own meals. Some of the agricultural fields, once alive with workers, are also empty. Most members now have jobs outside the kibbutz. Up a pine tree-lined path, there is a bustling playhouse. This is Mishmar David's communal children's house. Toddlers play with crayons, puzzles, and toy trucks. But Nakar notes sadly that most here are outsiders signed up for the daycare. Only three of these kids are from Mishmar David, a community that, like others, is aging by the year.
Every year we haven't enough children. Every son that finishes the army go outside. All the boys, all the girls, everyone.
It's a big change from the days when kibbutz life was considered ideal for a young Israeli. Communal living through agriculture has long been glorified in folklore, education, and songs like this one. The meaning of a strong farm, it says, is investment in radishes and carrots. This is long-term investment, yes, yes. In Israel's early days, it all seemed to pay off. Kibbutzim were crucial in settling new land for the state, and these sacrificing pioneers didn't mind sharing everything, their incomes, their food, even their clothes. But enthusiasm for egalitarianism has waned as Israelis have prospered. At Mishmar David, member Mike Skite says equality is easy as long as no one has much of anything.
How do you equalize between one person having a television and one person having, an income from the flat that their parents have left them outside the kibbutz, and a third person who has a family abroad who pays for them to come and visit every 2 years. Everybody always thinks that they are the ones that are getting left out and everybody else has more than them.
Skite says resentments festered. Kibbutz meetings degenerated into shouting matches. 3 years ago, Mishmar David took the near sacrilegious step of offering unequal pay. Now in the factory here, which makes labels, employees who do more can get paid more and increasingly spend their money as they wish. The transformation evident at Mishmar David is also taking place to some degree in dozens of Israel's kibbutzim. And it's driven not just by social factors, but also economic. Many kibbutz have fallen into debt as agriculture's become less profitable and government subsidies dried up. Some are finding diverse ways to survive.
Kaful, step touch, arba, tap al shalosh.
Israelis in Jerusalem now flock to this upscale health club on kibbutz Ramat Rahel. In addition to the aerobics, a private pool, jacuzzi, and tennis courts add to the appeal. Secretary Zahava Eliyahu admits the club is not exactly in line with egalitarian values.
Yes, but we are working in service. We have an hotel, 4 stars, very pretty, very nice. So what's wrong with it? It's for living.
Ramat Rahel has 3 times as many members as Mishmar David and is thriving. Still, fewer people turn up at the dining hall. The kibbutz is debating whether to charge for its food. And while members who work outside still turn over their income to the kibbutz, Eliyahu says many grumble about it. She's certain the practice will end soon. Eliyahu says it's only natural that the philosophy of the kibbutz is changing, but that doesn't mean the kibbutz will cease to be.
It's different kibbutz. It's kibbutz, but different.
Back at Mishmar David, Shalom Nakar says he misses most the closeness he felt in the early years of the kibbutz.
The atmosphere was like family. People very happy to meet each other, even it's happened 5 or 6 times a day. That the idea of the kibbutz.
In the coming months, Mishmar David will turn its farmland back over to the state to help write off its debt. It will then become a real estate venture, building houses and selling them on the open market. Even though Mishmar David will no longer be a kibbutz, Shalom Nakar says he hopes his new neighbors will cherish at least the spirit of communal life. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Kibbutz Mishmar David, Israel.